Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Monday, Jay Foreman. DP Harrison's on the 1 and 2s, sitting in for Austin as he's coming back from Oregon, covering the women's basketball team in the NCAA tournament. Big shout out to Austin. Good job. Great job, actually. Not good job. The Old School brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, special ingredients of Butcher Shop. Two Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill. Always say every type of meat and every type of cut, even though it's a little gloomy outside, a little chilly, real chilly, not little chilly. Potential a little bit of inclement weather coming in. But DP, one thing that's definitely always warm is that transfer portal. potentially former Huskers are in the portal. Obviously, Ramel Lloyd Jr., Mr. Rice just went in. And then we had Stewart from the women's team. I want to ask you about, obviously, Ramel. We know the Lloyd family and stuff like that. And get your thoughts on Ramel and senior and junior. Obviously, that decision, hard decision, but you know, everybody always, it's never indicative of a kid like that, like Ramel Jr., because he's first class all the way.
Yeah, this is the business, and how business is being done now, and the things that are spoken in private, the things that are shared in private. There are a lot of conversations that take place between programs and players to get them to come to school there. And there are certain expectations that are made and promises that are made, or at least opportunities. And then if those aren't met, then, you know, folks have the right and the responsibility to make decisions accordingly. And they both handled it as best as possible, because he was there, he was on the bench, he was at practice, went through drills, all the things, right? So he was loving basketball even when it wasn't loving him. And through whatever situation, circumstances in play, they'll both be fine. Ramel Lloyd and that family will be fine. Harrison, you can speak on it. You spent a lot of time with that family, so mm-hmm. You know the kind of substance and quality.
They're good people
that we're talking about.
And it was kind of, you know, going through it, you know, even seeing on Reddit, you know, don't forget Lloyd's and Lincoln. People remember in that show, if you had the opportunity to listen to Lloyd's and Lincoln, you know, they're a great family. And I'll say this thing, you know, he was a top 100 prospect coming out of high school. He just hasn't had that opportunity to get on the court. So, you know, I wish the best. Hopefully, you know, he can just have a healthy run. So I think that's all he really needs. But yeah, like, he's definitely still got a great shot at playing basketball at a high level. It's just got to stay healthy for him, but it makes sense, you know, move on. It's a business now, and that's kind of what we're seeing.
It's no different than, I mean, it just sucks just because I just felt like with Ramel, I remember the first time seeing him in kind of like a, you know, the kind of exhibition game, mm-hmm. You know, being, a lot of times kids come out of high school, they say they're 6'6", you know, so you get to walk past them, and he's a legit 6'6", and he can handle it. He could do it all. Obviously played at a really good high school program. Obviously his dad done a really good job with him as well, working with him, obviously outside of the structure of high school. You know, I think for Ramel, and I can only just speak from a somewhat close view, but just a former athlete view, being aware of in the locker room, oh, that guy is in the portal because he's actually a bad dude. bad teammate, doesn't work, really wasn't that good. See, he doesn't fit any of those. Mm-hmm. He's just like, that dude's immensely talented and just had a string of, and it wasn't like bad injuries, just like wrong time. And you know what I mean? Where you can't really get your tread going. Some other guys started to kind of fill some roles. You get on a run and then, you know, just kind of things didn't add up. I'm not privy to any of the conversations or anything like that because I wasn't involved in that and stuff. So I don't look at it as a bad thing. I'm always for, in the, especially situations like this, by no means I can just from my interactions with both of them and especially his dad, they aren't the type of family go in and demand do this or else. Yeah. Right. They look first class all the way. You know, if there was something higher than first class, they get the gold star for that as well. And you never fault the kid for wanting to go and play, and he'll have plenty of opportunities. I look at it like this. One of the cool stories of the tournament is the big man from North Carolina State, DJ Burns. Mm-hmm. Coming out of high school, I was still living in Charlotte quite a bit. He was the number three prospect coming out of South Carolina. Number one, was Zion Williamson. Number two was what's the knucklehead from Memphis Grizzlies? John Morant. And then he was three. He went to Tennessee, got hurt, right? Mm-hmm. Transferred to what's the college in Charlotte? The small college in Charlotte. Played there for a couple years, then transferred to North Carolina State. Honorable mention, all-conference. All-conference this year in his sixth year. So, you know, there's never, you know, sometimes a winding road is just as good as a straight road to the top. And look at Hunter Salas, where he was out. We talked about him tons last week, you know, about Gonzaga and potentially, you know, Mark Few, who's, you know, well-respected in the coaching ranks, didn't use him effectively. Right now, you know, yes, Hunter Salas probably went and quote unquote got in his bag, added more stuff to his bag. That's what you do every year, right? Every offseason, whether it's Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, they're always finding ways to get better. It's hard for me to believe that he left, was it Spokane, Washington, wherever Gonzaga's at, mm-hmm. and went down to Wake Forest and then just got 15 points better. Just in a matter of a few months. You know what I'm saying? It's an opportunity. Somebody liking what they saw, you get the opportunity, you get to grow. Romeo Lloyd, this will not be the last time you hear Romeo Lloyd, you know, obviously doing big things in college basketball. So, you know, he'll be fine. He's got plenty of talent. Actually, he's a guy that if I was building a program, right? Mm-hmm. This is just my opinion. You know the kid's solid, so you know he's good academically, so all that stuff is solid. So it's like a lesser risk, right? Where you know you're more apt to offer, you know, a big opportunity for him, and you're like, he's got tons of talent, and you're just kind of like, well, what happened? And he tells you what happened, just purely on the surface, just didn't get a lot of opportunities. All right, well, you're gonna get an opportunity here.
He's got a lot of eligibility left too. It's not that, like that's it's a short runway.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you could. Really, when the marriage happens, opportunity, need, really get there and kind of go through it together, and you're going to see them really, really, at least in my opinion, really, really flourish.
Yeah, I don't. I'm a member of the club that my eyes are drawn to good people in situations and what good people do in those situations. And if you're not managing to be outwardly forward with good people, it leaves a question. Like it leaves a question. Why are good people leaving your program? And it can be that it's just a better situation for them elsewhere, which leads you to look inward and go, okay, well, why is that so? Mm-hmm. Tell me about character. Tell me about personality. Tell me about athleticism. Tell me about skill set. Tell me about all the good people. They fit the program, all those things. Okay. But I'm paying attention. I'm paying attention because it's across the board. If you said that about Eli, the same things are in place.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, are you saying that you're making decisions, basketball decisions? And you're telling me that you've got people in play who are better suited for what you're going to do going forward than this? Okay. Or did they make the decision? Once again, it's the same questions I had 2 weeks ago. When there's change, why is there change? Is it for the better or for the worse? And so the curiosity is, there are a lot of times in this day and of college athletics and business that weird decisions are being made. Like, it's just weird that if the program is forward and up, right, it has advanced, it's moved forward, and you have a particular style of play that works for you until it doesn't work. Do you want to get better than you last were seen, or do you want to maintain? And all of that's fine. Those are somebody else's decisions. That's a good young man and a fantastic basketball player from a fantastic family. Those are things that I can speak of in full knowledge. I can speak of Coach Hoiberg and his in finality, that I am Team Hoiberg. And I've taken a whole lot of crap over the four and a half years for saying that I believed in Fred Hoiberg and his program and Coach Lenzer long before it was cool to say that I was Team Hoiberg. As a fan of all of it, I really just want to settle into good people being a part of the program and being rewarded for it. It's that thing that Irving Fryer said, which is Huskers should go where they're celebrated, not tolerated. And it's a constant thing because people are making those decisions now. God bless everybody in it for how they're getting through a very difficult situation. This is just the business it is. It's just how things are being played out, and it's terrible. Look, Ani Stewart is a baller. And then it becomes, okay, what's best for her and what's best for the program? And there are things that you have to trust people in their statements, because the Lloyd family, the Rice family, the Stewart family, the Husker family are all making statements. I'm just trying to understand.
I mean, sometimes it just doesn't work. It sucks. I mean, it's no different if a kid is got a good situation and he wants to so-called, what they call these days, level up, right? You could have a good situation here and then you jump in the portal. We see it all the time with the football team. There was like a lot of guys that went in the portal, was almost guaranteed to start, and they go somewhere else. Now it does work out for guys. Like a couple guys end up going to Oregon. It does work out for them. It's just unfortunate, you know, and it's just a part of the business. That's part of the business. And it goes on both ends, and that's just the way it is. And it's part of also, it's this vacuum here in Nebraska that I keep talking about. And I know everybody just glosses over it, right? But it's your best asset, and it could be your worst if you're not just laser-like focused and willing to sacrifice some things. Once you get success here, you can get caught up in the vacuum of really, really not looking outside of the whole landscape of where it's at. And when you do have success here and you play the way that sometimes you play here and you got good players, so you recruited better, you know, guys just don't want to wait anymore. And I'm not saying every situation is different. Romero's situation is a little bit different. I feel like he just never got an opportunity. He can't really wait any longer. That's totally understandable. Rice is a little bit different. I think, you got some holes in your game, dog. You got to tighten them holes up, because them holes ain't going to change wherever you go. So the landscape of college sports is just significantly different. That's just part of it. You know, as a coach, I'm sure it's just part of the business. You just never know who's going to come in your office and be in the portal.
But you get that it for fans who want to buy into Husker basketball, and you want them to buy in the actual people, the Huskers themselves, and it becomes a thing. Like, when folks have been talking about the men's tournament, that we don't know this year's roster of basketball teams, even the ones in the Sweet 16, because we just haven't had time, and we don't get the full invested emotional vestige, time invested otherwise. Not for nothing, but Ramel Lloyd has done a really good job of putting himself out there for Husker fans to get to know. And if you can't fight for that dude, it's a big deal. Like, how do you ask people to continue to buy in and start over and start over and start over, regardless of circumstance?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, he's solid as they come. And, you know, those conversations that they had, and sometimes you know, the conversations aren't what you like to hear. You know, and that's just this is crappy part about the, it's the hard thing about being a coach. You know, that's probably not the conversation that you want to have. Like, you know, you probably feel not obligated, but you feel comfortable where you're at. You're probably looking other places. You know, I've been there where, you know, like you go in and you have a, you know, play start for 2 years. You got some dude up there that's playing in training camp. Cause like, his college coach went to college with the D coordinator. I'm like, this dude can't play dead. But sometimes you got to either. I didn't have the chance to leave it in Buffalo. I would have been gone. Trust me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got to kind of. I had to stick it out. This day and age, as much as you got to continue to stay solid. There's no like right or wrong in this, especially with Ramel, because he's done everything he needed to do. Right. I just feel like you just got stuck in that weird tidal wave. And the reason why I can't speak specifically about Ramel, I can speak specifically about Jermaine Johnson. That's the defensive end for the New York Jets. He went to my high school. Okay. I won't say any names. He was on a platter to come here. Not once, but twice. He was in that with that coach Jason Brown or whatever down in that, wasn't the Netflix show. He was very rare. He didn't want to be on camera. He's there. Mm-hmm. So he goes to Georgia, right? From JUCO. You see him walking down, legitimate 6'5 and a half, 255, can run like a gazelle. Obviously, he's a good enough player. He gets to Georgia, rotational player, doesn't start, has a decent year, does it again. Well, then next thing you know, he's getting that like gray area where you have potential, you're a good player. Well, then they're like, okay, well, now we brought in some guys that are five-star recruits. So just being there, you get knocked down. I'm not saying this is a situation here. So he goes in the portal to Florida State. No prior connection, but there is a need and opportunity, right? Went to JUCO, got his grades right, got his off-the-field stuff right, already done all the stuff he needed to do. Georgia did good by that, kind of getting him in the structure. Goes there, has a decent year's junior year. His last year there, pretty much unstoppable. Ends up the 11th pick. Even somebody like Jermaine Johnson, who when you see him, you're like, yeah, that dude's a NFL football player. Got caught up in that like wash of in betweenness, right? So it happens. It's can you fault Georgia? Not really. Why? Because they got all the dudes that are playing for the Eagles and Javon Walker, that was the number one pick, all mixed up in there. We got a guy here from Georgia that probably got caught up in that a little bit of that mix as well. And it worked out for him. So it sucks. And they'll do well. And we'll take a quick break, come back, then we'll talk about the games that were played by the two Husker teams, thoughts, concerns, and, you know, what went wrong and what went right at some point in time to get there, obviously. But then, obviously, during the games, some things were right, just not right enough. Jay Foreman, DP Harrison, we'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.